Good morning. Well, I say good. It's cold. I thought April was spring. It's something like -2? It is early though, so. But it's cold. It's so cold. Well, it hasn't stopped the birds being so fucking chirpy. I mean, I don't mind them being chirpy. I'm just bitter. So bitter. But not for the reason you think. My birds where I live are... Well, they're not my birds. My birds wouldn't chirp at 2 a.m. But the robins around here always chirp at night. Bastards. Beaky little fucking bastards. But that's not what I'm here to, I don't know, ramble about. I'm here to ramble about dyslexia. So, sorry, gotta get comfortable. Bear with me. Do you ever half roll onto the blanket and then have to, well, roll off said blanket without uncovering yourself? It's complicated. So, dyslexia. I has it. It is... it's the worst. It really is the worst. And... I don't know. I don't know why I'm recording this. I just thought I would talk. So, I have issues with transposing letters. No, that's a fucking lie. That's a fucking lie. So, everyone who has dyslexia has a different experience. My experience is I miss out letters and I transpose numbers. I also miss out words, and I don't notice. I can reread a sentence 20,000 times, and I will not fucking notice. It is exhausting. Now, for me, I have an easier time with numbers than I do with letters. And part of the reason I became quick at doing math is survival. kind of. When I write numbers down, I will transpose all of them, or some of them. It's not even consistent, the joy of dyslexia. And when I do math, I had to learn to do it quickly because I have to double check and triple check my answer. It is... So way back when I was a little student. It wasn't that long ago, let's be honest. I had a reputation for being one of those annoying being one of those annoying people in exams that would do them super, super quickly. You know, that person that walks out when you're still on page fucking 3. That was me. That was me. And for all intents and purposes, or all intensive purposes, do people actually say that? Apparently they do. I think I might have said that. And now I'm considering, do my speech issues feed into my reading issues? Anyway. What was I saying? I get thrown off so easily. Yeah, so I'd be that person who would walk out when you're on page 3 and everyone would hate me. I would feel eyes on me as I left the classroom. That's what it looked like from the outside. On the inside, I was furiously processing numbers and double checking my answers and driving myself absolutely insane, because for me, The worst bits of dyslexia are the worry that I've made a mistake and then finding out that I have made a mistake. The worry drives me insane. And I get anxiety and it's really unpleasant. You know that feeling when you've left the house but you think you left the iron on? Not that I ever leave the iron on, because I fucking hate the iron, so I make sure that it's not on. Oh, I hate ironing clothes. I hate it so much. Not because I'm not good at it. I'm good at ironing clothes, but it takes me so long because I'm a perfectionist when it comes to ironing clothes. But that feeling of doubt that makes you feel sick to the pit of your stomach? Yeah. It's that all the time. And that's not fun. And that's one half of dyslexia for me. The other half is when I find out I've made a mistake and I feel so, so dumb. I feel so dumb. I know it doesn't make me dumb. Intellectually, I am aware. It's right there, and I am aware that it doesn't make me dumb, but my emotions don't really connect into my, you know, intellectual knowledge. My emotions are just, no, what have I done? I've done it again. No, 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 why? Shit. That's my feeling, and it's just, it's mortifying. No, I know it's not actually a big deal. And I know I do it all the time. I know I do. And I'm so thankful when people point it out, because I don't want to be seen to be dumb. Even though it's not dumb, it's just a spelling mistake. And even though I really know I can't help it, because but I always react badly, emotionally. I get caught up in a vortex, a maelstrom of, I'm so stupid, I need to remove all evidence that I made a mistake. And then I have like a little mini breakdown. But it's not actually a mini breakdown, it's just part of my daily life. As much as I try to proofread, I know that errors are going to get through. It's just, it's part of doing stuff on my own. Because I'm also a control freak who doesn't trust anyone. Oh, it's so much fun. But it is a little bit exhausting. And it's not anything that I can fix. Sometimes it's just what it is. I try to give myself grace. Do I succeed? 50-50. No, it's not even 50-50. 30-70? You know, 30% success rate. There's just a lot of emphasis put on intelligence. And I myself put that emphasis on intelligence because it's what I was brought up to do in school. It was, you know, the norm. But it's something I've always struggled with. And then, you know what? I mentioned speech issues earlier. So I started talking really late because I couldn't make the sounds of the letters. And I miss out letters when I write. So now I'm wondering if the two are connected. Well, not connected, or if they somehow factor in somehow. Maybe they have some kind of parasitic relation. It's not parasitic. See, I use that word because for me, what I'm talking about right now is extremely negative. No, there's another word, symbiotic. Do you want to know how I remember that word? Star Trek. Dax, that's all I'm going to say. Maybe they somehow have a symbiotic relationship. It's something that is my Achilles heel. I feel automatically dumb if I do a mistake. And a lot of it is because of what I think other people will think. And I think in this world, in this society that we live in, a lot of our anxiety comes from, oh, what is that word? When projecting. When we project our own worries onto other people. Sure, there are some people see a spelling mistake and go, wow, dumbass didn't check before she posted. Dumbass did check, she just didn't fucking see it. Because dumbass will miss words, miss letters, then read it as being there, and then suddenly be like, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. But only when someone else points it out. There are people like that, and there are some people say, wow, dumb, so dumb. But the majority of people are just like, eh, I'll just set a note you might not have realised, hey, da, 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 and they, yeah, most people are like that. And this is actually about our anxieties as people and how anxiety is the actual big bad wolf in our life. Actually, no, not a big bad wolf, because it's not fluffy. Wolves are fluffy. It's the monster under the bed, the monster in the closet. We don't mean to do it, but we pin so much on the approval of others, the perception that others have of us, and how it defines us. I know intellectually, see, when you say, I know something intellectually, it's like saying, I know I shouldn't do something, but I'm going to do it anyway. It's kind of like, I know it's not real, but, it is kind of real for me. I know I'm not stupid, but I do think I am stupid because I keep making, I was about to naturally say silly mistakes, but they're not silly mistakes. They are unfortunate, unavoidable mistakes for me because I just, you know, it's the way I am. But I say silly mistakes because that's my perception of how people see them. It's like, oh, wow, she dumb. She dumb. She's so dumb. Anxiety. And that's what I think makes anxiety. Dude, it is early in the morning. Why are you driving down my street? I'm saying dude way too much. Anxiety. And that driver threw me off. Anxiety is such a heavy weight to bear. Because it is needlessly worrying about things. The weight just, it brings you down and it doesn't stop. the worry isn't something you can just place down. It's not something you can put in a cupboard. It's something that intensifies. You get caught up in it. It's overwhelming. It makes you feel physically sick. And it's always there. It's always there. And the worst thing about anxiety is there's jack fuck other people can say to make you feel better most of the time. So when I'm anxious, when I'm worried, when I'm drowning in the sea of my own mistakes, I found that the best way that I can be comforted is not by someone saying, it's just a little mistake. It's fine. No one even fucking noticed, because you know what? Yes, they probably didn't notice, but someone noticed. And that problem for me is that person thinks I'm stupid. And if one person thinks I'm stupid, then lots of people think I'm stupid. And I'm actually stupid. And now people know I'm stupid. And I don't want to be seen as stupid. And see? Anxiety. Just woo! It's a rabbit hole. A lot of times, reassuring people about what they're anxious about is not going to be super effective. I mean, it's not a bad thing. Comforting someone is not a bad thing, but you need to be aware that when you comfort someone about something that they're really super anxious about, it's not going to be easy for those words to break through. Tasmanian devils. So you know Taz, the way he spins? When he spins, it's hard to get to him because he's spinning and you can't get to him. That's anxiety. It's hard to get through that spin, that turmoil. You can't get through the hurricane of doubt and worry and just ripping into yourself. But by just being there, by making the effort, you don't know how much that means. You do not know how much it means to just have someone be there. Yes, we might not believe what you're saying, because it's impossible for us to believe what you're saying when we're in the death grip of doubt. But you being there, it means a lot. I recently communicated to people that I love, family, my close family, that sometimes when I'm the most troubled, when I am so upset that I am actually sobbing, crying my heart out, all I need is a hug. And different love styles, different, you know, ways of reacting means that people are not emotionally sensitive. That's a good word for it. People have different ways of seeking comfort. People have different ways of loving. And communication is difficult. But comforting someone with anxiety, part of you just being there is worth so much. Now, everyone suffers differently with anxiety. Not everyone will want a hug. That's just me. That's, you know, your mileage will vary. You must be this tall to ride this ride and shit like that. But people aren't as awful and aren't as judgmental as you think. And communicating how they can help you is not a bad thing. Now, sometimes people won't be able to give you that comfort. I was about to say, the majority of the time for me, it's just because they don't get it. But I feel better for having said that. Having said that, sometimes I just need a hug. Sometimes I don't need you to figure out what's wrong, because you will never figure out what's wrong. Because if I have to explain what's actually wrong, it would just make it worse, because I know you'll think that I'm crazy, even though you wouldn't think that I'm crazy, because anxiety is this complex emotion that just undoes your soul. But it's part of the process. It's part of living with anxiety. Sometimes you have to accept that the anxiety will always be there. My anxiety about my dyslexia will always be there. I'm never going to shake that off, just because it's so deep, and I'm never not going to be dyslexic. There are things I can do to make my dyslexia better, i.e. the getting really quick at doing maths so I can try and not make mistakes. And I'll be honest, when I'm making mistakes, it's not with math. Letters are so much more complicated. Words are just the worst. Sentences are torture. Paragraphs, fuck you. But mathematics is my friend. I think it's just somehow my brain is able to process maths better than letters. Now that I'm thinking, does that have something to do with my difficulty with letters and speaking and not being able to sound them out? I can't ever remember having a problem with numbers. Never ever did I have an issue with doing maths. It was just the talking and the speaking and the words and the sentences and the paragraphs and all of that. But maths never did me dirty. So, I don't even know what this is. Anxiety. Anxiety! It's a wonder. It's always there. There's always something I'm going to be anxious about. And when it comes to spelling mistakes, that's my descriptive sounds. I try to not go down into a death spiral, because there have been times where I will delete everything because I made a spelling mistake, and then I will hide and I will cry. Now I'm just like, I'm okay, I feel really dumb. I can't stop feeling dumb, but I'm just going to fix the spelling mistake, and then I'm just going to move on. I'm not going to let myself go into that death spiral. So I still feel the anxiety, but I don't let it cripple me. Because I got much worse things to feel anxious about. And that sounds bad, but it's kind of true. It's like, okay, what's worth losing my head over? Am I going to lose my shit because I misspelled gangster a little bit, tiny bit, in the moment when you realise you've made a mistake? You can't fight that. You can't fight that moment. But what you can do is like say, I made a mistake. I'm going to get up out of my nice warm bed. Am I going to fix it? I don't want to get up. I don't want to have to turn on my computer, but I have to because Patreon on my phone. Patreon is just more descriptive noises. But I'm going to take this moment. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to feel like shit while I'm fixing it because I feel stupid. But you know what? I'm just going to fix it. And then I'm going to get back into bed. And then I'm just going to just not. And trust me, it's taken me years to be able to get to that stage, because anxiety is not easy to deal with. But right now, I'm okay. Ordinarily, well, not ordinarily, in the past, I would make a mistake and I would be fucked for a long time. Just, I would be too busy going, I'm dumb, I'm so dumb, why am I so dumb, why am I like this, why can't I spell, everyone can spell, oh, this is the worst. I would do that for a long time, but now I know that I can't stop the associated anxiety, the self-hatred in that moment of feeling so stupid for making such a basic mistake and not catching it. And for me, the not catching it is, why can I do it with numbers but not with words? Descriptive noises. It's early in the morning and my voice is not the best. Yeah, am I drinking enough water? Probably not. Working on it. I am working on it. But it's early in the morning. I'm not working on it yet. It's not even that fucking early. But I did go to bed at like 4, so it's all relative. Anxiety. Dyslexia. They go hand in hand. But I've come to the point where I will not let it derail everything. I'll have my moment where anxiety and me do our little tango of death. And it's not pleasant because I'm clumsy. But then after the dance is over, I'm like, thank you for this dance. I have shit to do. I will see you later. We will embrace. We will dance. It will be awful. But right now, I have to go back to bed. For me, that is coping. And sometimes with anxiety, all you can do is cope. I don't know what I'm actually saying this for. You probably have your own anxieties and you probably have your own coping mechanisms. And they may not be the healthiest. I'm aware this is not the healthiest. But you know what? It's okay. And you're okay. Doing what you have to do to get through the day, to be able to be functioning, sometimes that's all you can do. You're doing all right. And I'm doing all right. Most of the time we might not feel like it, but you know what? You know that whole being an adult thing that you struggle with? Everyone's struggling with that. No one knows what they're doing. And we're all just trying to fool everyone. And this fool is going to try and get some sleep. Although maybe I should drink water first, but that involves getting up. And is it my fault because my window is open? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But you didn't have to point it out. That was kind of mean. I'm pouting. You're doing all right. You really, really are. I will talk to you later.